Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Kathy Is In with Kathy DeBono.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Kathy here, and the Kathy is in the Kathy DeBono show. I must say Kathy like 700 times.
How many times are you going to say Kathy?
Jiminy Christmas. Kathy. And that little voice over there, that's Jill. In case you didn't know, that is my lovely fiancé, Jill Bennett, who gets a round of applause because she controls those buttons. Okay.
All right.
Welcome back, everybody. We were in Cozumel, Mexico for a week with the sweet travel, honey, say it for me.
Sweet.
I don't know how to, it's a sweet is a travel company. They're really awesome. Go to discoversweet.com if you don't know who they are and read up on them. But they're run by a lovely little earth angel called Shannon Wentworth, and we adore her.
Yes.
She's one of those human beings that's running her business in a way where hopefully she can make herself a good living and take care of her family, but more so she wants to make a huge difference in the communities that she takes her travelers to, and subsequently she has, and she does.
Yeah, we're going to talk all about it because we came back.
We had so much fun.
Yeah, honestly, we didn't expect to have as much fun as we did. Not to say that we didn't expect it to be fun.
We expected to have fun.
We expected to have fun.
I didn't expect to party like I was 22.
I know that.
Which is what I did.
All the people that we made friends with, like it was really memorable.
It was such a blast. So we're gonna take a minute to talk about that right now, because if you were on the sweet trip, we feel like we need a little reunion. We have separation anxiety from every one of you that we got to play with and meet last week. But we also want to just go over some of the high points and the fun points. And for those of you who don't know about Sweet, we want to tell you about it. Listen, Sweet does not pay us. Jill and I are not paid spokespeople for this company.
No.
We genuinely just feel this way about Shannon Wentworth and this company and the people she attracts. And if you're looking to take a vacation somewhere at some point with either your friends, alone or in a couple, because a lot of people came solo.
We met some girls who I like to say were brave enough to come alone.
Totally brave.
What are you going to do on a vacation? You don't know anybody.
And from different countries.
Yes. A very sweet girl from Colombia came up to us in the very hour we were.
Marisulo, shout out for her.
Yay! Woo!
I keep saying Marisulo, but I think it's Marisuli.
I thought it was Mary Sue.
So it's I O R A.
She'll let us know.
Yeah, tweet us and let us know, because right now we sound ridiculous.
Yes.
But she was adorable. She came from Colombia by herself.
Yeah.
And we loved meeting her. She brought us some coffee.
Yes.
Which I had this morning.
Yes.
By the way, delicious.
Mm-hmm. They're known for coffee in Colombia.
Yes, honey. I think most people know that.
Okay.
That is their main export.
Yes.
Do you remember in sixth grade when you had to learn like the different states' exports and imports?
Yes,
and
I think it was cocaine and coffee. That's awful.
Anything to keep the party going.
Yes.
That's what you'll get in Colombia. All right.
Yeah.
That's very stereotypical of you.
Yes, Steve. I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. It's comedy. Don't take it too seriously. We also were exposed. Now, we're talking to the lesbian community right now. We love everybody, but right now, this was a lesbian vacation.
Although,
there was our straight couple.
There was a straight couple who actually got married there by Tracy Dinwiddie, who is also a previous guest on Kathy Is In. She married them.
Tracy is an actress who we adore. And not only was Tracy an actress, but she sang the bleep out of the Patsy Cline song.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Oh, my God.
She was fantastic.
She was amazing. Yeah. I come to find out later that she played Patsy Cline in some live show.
Yeah, I knew that beforehand. She told us that. She goes, I think I should be able to sing a Patsy Cline song. I played her. And I was like,
I didn't know this, but while she was on stage, I was like, she's rehearsed this.
She's done this before.
She's definitely rehearsed this song.
Yeah.
I mean, because, of course, Jill got up and did my favorite, which I've now seen Jill do in like 12 cities around the world for karaoke, is I like big butts and I cannot
lie. It's called Baby Got Back.
Baby Got
actually,
Back.
Actually, it's not called I Like Big
Oh,
Butts.
I'm very sorry.
Yeah. It has a title.
I don't want to disgrace the name of that wonderfully titled song.
Don't get it wrong.
I won't.
Well, that ended up becoming one of my favorite moments on the trip because it introduced us to this fabulous couple from San Francisco who we ended
Becky
up...
Becky and Susan.
Yes, yay! Becky and Susan, actually, they deserve a this.
Becky and Susan were volunteers on the Sweet Cruise.
Right.
They kind of sort of worked for Sweet, and they took great care of us during our event.
Yeah.
And other events, and then we sort of just ended up hanging out with them because you and Susan bonded while choosing karaoke songs and finding that you chose the same one.
Yeah, well, what happened was, and I love this story because it's just one of those things where I feel like the universe put us in the same place and we were connected by Baby Got Back, strangely, to, like, most buttless white girls you've ever seen in the world.
And that's why it worked.
And that's why it was funny. But
tiniest little butts ever.
I had, of course, immediately, you know, because I knew this is the song I was going to sing because this is the one song that I will sing in karaoke, and... we were standing at the bar next to them and I saw them looking through the papers and I said, well, what are you going to sing? And Susan's like, I normally sing Baby Got Back. And I was like, oh, really? I picked that song. And she goes, oh. And I was like,
I had to pull Jill off of her because Jill wanted to shove her in a closet.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I immediately
like, she's going to sing my song.
No, I did not. I immediately said, well, do you want to sing it together? And she was like, yeah, let's do that. And we didn't know each other at all. And then we got up there and we sang it and it was so much fun. And
you know what? I have video of that.
I know.
On the flip cam.
I know.
Maybe we should post it.
We probably will.
Yes.
Not all of it. Parts of it.
Yeah, it's rather long.
Anyway, but that was one of my favorite moments because we ended up meeting these fantastic women who I believe hopefully now we will.
And that's,
you know,
really just a microcosm moment of the whole week.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It was one of those weeks where, and I have to, again, I think I follow this thread back to Shannon Wentworth and the kind of company she's created and the kind of vacations she's created and the kind of human beings she is attracting.
Right.
And everyone was so much fun.
Yeah.
There was not ladies, there was like maybe 400 or 500 lesbians there, not
no,
an 300.
Ounce. 300.
Okay,
340,
sorry.
I think, to be exact.
Well, I didn't know you had an exact number.
I have an almost exact number.
No drama.
Yeah.
Everyone, all the entertainers who were there, comedian Jackie Monahan, who mm-hmm. we have stories galore about. I mean, what a fun person to have in the room. I just want her in the room.
Yeah, I know.
If I could pay Jackie to just sit in the room with me all day, I would.
Yeah,
I just want her.
Or have her at our parties because she's a blast.
Well, not only is her stand-up really smart, really mm-hmm. well-crafted, really funny. She knows who she is up there. She knows what she's doing. She knows how to connect with the audience. But if Jackie's just sitting in the room and you turn and look at her, you'll laugh.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works, but it does.
She's, it's interesting. I'm talking about Jackie as if she's not, you know, like a friend of ours, but I found that I don't know where Jackie, I feel like there is no difference between Jackie Monahan, the person, and Jackie Monahan, the comedian. Like there is no separation. Whereas we know a lot of comedians and there is definitely a separation between person and performer. Not to say that Jackie's always performing. It's just, who she is in person is exactly who she is on stage.
Right, with the volume turned up a
little. With the volume turned up, obviously. But yeah. We actually saw her perform just a couple of weeks before we went on this vacation. And we hadn't seen her in a while, and we've seen her...
By accident.
Yeah, by accident.
We were there to, like, support someone else, this little cafe, this little comedy show, and up gets Jackie, and we're like, woohoo!
Yeah.
I think she must have been there testing out some material.
I think she was.
Yeah.
But I loved how completely unaffected by everything she was. Like, she's just there, she's doing her thing, and she knows exactly, like you said, who she is. We basically, you'll find through this in the next segment, we pretty much fell in love with everybody on the trip. Like, we never are up until 2 o'clock in the morning dancing and
every night.
Every night on
every
the trip.
Every single night.
In fact, we never even got in the ocean or in the pool.
We
not
never
once.
Went to the beach. We never went to the pool. We never went to the ocean.
I can't even believe it.
Cozumel, like, really beautiful area.
It's like supposed to be some of the best snorkeling
in the
world.
Well, first, let's give a shout out to Cozumel Palace.
Yes.
Can you give them a little round of applause?
I will, because...
You guys, Cozumel Palace is the resort where this event was held. And the whole entire resort was...
taken over by Sweet.
Thank you. Rented by Sweet
and our
party. So all of the workers and staff, they were pretty much consistent every day. So by the end of the week, they'd become part of our experience and we'd become part of theirs. And by the end of the week, they knew our names and like the cocktail waiters would be walking through the dance floor, like, you know, fist pumping up in the air while they were, everybody was having so much fun. And Shannon told me that when we left, some of the staff there even cried because it's the type of people who were on this trip. Everyone was very humanly connected.
Right.
But in a totally fun, fun vibration.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to downplay any of the positivity of any of the other experiences that we've had, because we go to a lot of film festivals and we've gone all over the world doing this kind of thing. But I can honestly say this, everybody that we met, it was just such a positive, vibe about all of it.
Yeah. And you know what I loved? And this might be particular to our experience being here in LA, but all the entertainers that were there, mm-hmm, were all mutually supportive of one another.
Right.
There was none of that sort of ego going on that can happen amongst entertainers where...
And it does happen, ladies.
And it does happen. It's about ego. It's about insecurity. But it was just so nice. All the comedians went to each other's shows and laughed and
Which was
had
another
fun.
Another favorite moment of mine was the trifecta. Actually, it was four people, because Rick Heffett, who was sort of the host
Rick Heffett,
of the...
Rick Heffett, who's a new little soul baby,
yes,
in the lesbian
who
community.
Who we absolutely loved. Her
she
and
was
her
adorable.
Wife, Mary. She introduced the show. She was adorable and a doll, and we got to know her better through the week. But then I've known Jenny McNulty now for years, but I've never seen her stand up, and we're really close to her and her girlfriend Sheila. And I saw Jenny for the first time, and I expected she would be funny, and she was funny and touching.
She's a pro.
And then Shan Carr, who we met.
Shan Carr. Can we take a minute for Shan Carr?
Well, we only have 43 seconds.
Okay.
We'll have to come back and talk about Shan.
We want to talk about the discovery of Shan Carr, because if the lesbian community doesn't know about this comedian, she is a seasoned comedian who's been around for a long time. Her craft was honed, and we knew, you could tell by looking at her up there, and what a lovely person. And when we get back from our commercial break, we'll talk more about that. And after we're done hemming and hawing about the Sweet Cruise, we want to get into some of, has everyone been noticing what TLC is doing with their programming? They have Breaking Amish. They have Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. I don't know if you guys have watched this stuff. I can't turn away.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
and
that.
And I have mixed feelings about it, and we want to take your calls about that stuff too. So stick around. We'll be right back.
.com.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
Affirmative Athletics, a Freedom Assembly project, is a nonprofit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, Affirmative Athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hello, welcome back. Okay, so we were talking about our experience in Cozumel. Now, Jill and I were down there with Sweet Travel holding a poker tournament. This is why we were there. We were there to host a poker tournament for charity. And by the way, that tournament raised over $3,500 for the local Humane Society, which we were really excited about. Honey, you're not on it with the applaud button.
Oh, geez, I didn't realize. Okay.
Something. Okay. See? Goodness
well, it's the Spay and Neuter project, actually.
Candy. Spay and Neuter?
Yeah. We raised 35, well, we meaning the group of women that entered the tournament.
$3,500.
Yeah.
Bam. It was such a fun poker tournament. Now, it sold out. We had to add a table, and it sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And we added another table, and it sold out. So we added a day. And then the second day, the first day, Jill and I and some of the other entertainers there were the dealers. And then the second day, we played in the tournament and had some other people deal. And, that money went to our new friend Susan, who we were remiss to learn is dealing with an inoperable a tumor in her brain that is malignant.
Right.
And so she's only 34 years old. What a wonderful person she and her wife were. And we had an opportunity to raise more money, which of course they need for her healthcare. And so the second tournament, the money went to her, and I think we got about $1,700 out of that.
Yeah. No, so. And that, again, some of my favorite moments from this trip came from, like, we held a quick, like, poker clinic for those women who are a little intimidated by entering a tournament. And we had two women from Vegas who we actually met on the Shedonism trip last year, Patty Landis and Lisa Ronning, I think is how her last name is pronounced, who are, you know, they're married to each other. They're professional poker players. Patty is Daniel Negreanu's assistant. And if you guys don't know who Daniel Negreanu is, you don't know the poker world. Yeah, he's a very famous poker player. And they took their time to, like, give
basically... They took an afternoon out of their vacation
to
teach other women there how to play poker. And that was a fun day in itself.
Yeah, that was a fun day as well.
Everybody just had cocktails and learned how to play poker.
Yeah.
What we want to tell everybody out there is Jill and I are not done doing this. We are going to do poker tournaments with Sweet again. We are actually going to do a poker tournament at the Dinah this year.
Well, we hope to.
Well, we hope to. But, you know, we're meeting with Mariah later this month, and that's probably going to go on. And they're so much fun. If you don't know how to play poker, it doesn't matter.
Right.
What we've discovered when we hold these tournaments is we do a clinic a day before where we give you the basics. We teach you how to play. And that's all you really need.
Right.
It's not a poker tournament where you're going to get stared down by some old man with a cigar who wants to have his thugs kill you because you don't know what you're doing.
Right. It's for fun. It's for charity.
It's for charity. We strictly follow the rules. But if someone's lost or something, we all just tell each other what's going on.
And
it's okay.
At the end of the tournament, what was even more heartwarming, of course, is the two top winners, one of whom was a very good friend of ours, gave their money, their winnings, because we decided the first
three. There were
cash
prizes for the first
prizes,
three.
They gave their money back to the charity.
Yeah, the top two winners.
I mean, it was amazing.
And I bet if the person who'd come in third were still there, she probably would have followed suit.
Yeah.
The women who came in first, they'd won collectively like $500 between them, and they both just gave the money back to the charity.
It was amazing.
And there was an air of, this is how we're having the most fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it was such a great time.
Well, speaking of, you know, the community service aspect of Sweet, which makes it, honestly, I feel that's why this experience was so amazing, was the kind of people who want to take a trip to go do community service. I mean, you're not going to, obviously, you don't spend your entire vacation doing this stuff, but you take an afternoon out to give something back to this community who
and
gave us so much.
Yeah, and if you want to go on the trip and not participate,
you can do
in
that too.
Events, you can do that too. You don't have to. Like, there was a Nat Garcia was there. She was sort of the liaison between Sweet and the Humane Society. So each day, Nat, every morning, was going to go there and do something else, like build little cat beds or whatever it
Walk
was they
the
needed
dogs.
Done.
Yeah.
And a group of women could go with her and then be back in 2 hours and have their whole vacation. And women loved doing this.
Yeah.
A bunch of women, I don't know how many they adopted, but Mexican cats and dogs came home with us.
Yeah, you
know,
like
Sweet takes care of all of that.
19 dogs and 8 cats were adopted.
19 dogs.
19 dogs and 8 cats. They raised $3,000 for the Cozumel Humane Society. Our little tournament raised $3,500 for Candy, which is the spay and neuter project. $2,500 was raised for Susan's Brain Cancer Fund. There was a computer donated for a disabled children's program. 7 families in Cozumel who were hungry were fed by a group of women. 50 bags of trash were cleaned off the beach. 328 baby sea turtles were ushered into the sea, which Suzanne talked about. 30,000 items were donated to women and children and animals. And this was from 338 women on the trip and 3 men.
Yeah.
There were 3 men that were on the cruise with us.
Yes.
And they had a blast.
One man was there because his godmother was a lesbian and she was getting married during this trip. So he was there to give her away and he partied with everybody and had a blast.
Yeah.
The other man was our buddy Todd.
Uh-huh.
And he was there with Ithaca. They were a straight couple from Indiana who came in second and first.
In our poker tournament.
In the second poker
How
tournament.
How funny. The straight couple. The one straight couple.
Jill and I are on our way down to play in this poker tournament. We see Ithaca and Todd coming up and we're like, aren't you going to play? And they're all, oh, we don't really know how. We're like, come on, it'll be fun. They come down, they win the whole thing.
Yeah. Cut two.
Cut two. Yeah. But they were very sweet and they, you know, I really loved the vibe there because everyone just blended in with everyone. It was a great celebration of humanity and friends and God, what a good time it was.
Yeah, I had a great time. Yeah. I mean,
so we were about to give some props to Shan Carr.
Yes.
Shan is a woman who, she came on stage to do her comedy, and you could tell she was a seasoned comedian. You know, you can pick out the women who know their timing. They're very comfortable up there. They know how to handle the audience. And she was funny and lovely and easy to connect with. And she told a story of she's been doing this for 20, 25 years on men's cruise
gay
ships.
Gay men's cruises.
And she tried to inject herself into her own lesbian community and for some reason was turned away by different organizations who told her, well, we don't quite think you fit. Well, Sweet didn't do that. Sweet thought, you do fit, sister. Come on. And everyone loved her.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I mean, I went to talk to her. I was like, how do we not know who you are? You're a lesbian comedian who's clearly good at her craft. I mean,
really, really,
really well seasoned and lovely to behold and hang out with. And how is it that we don't know you? And this is how, you know, exclusivity is the word I want to use. And
which we abhor
and which Sweet is not about. And lo and behold, look at all the treasures you find in people when you don't exclude each other.
Right.
So I would look her up if I were you people.
Yeah. We're going to work with her again. We're going to find something. We want to repeat this trip again.
It was a blast.
It was an absolute blast. And we met so many, you know, outside of the entertainers, just the people that came to show up that, you know, I mean, there's a million names that I remember of women that I met that I had some sort of meaningful contact with that I'm like, I just feel like I made 40 or 50 new friends.
Yeah.
You know, it was really incredible. And the reason we're going on about this is because this kind of thing is really important, not just, you know, supporting a lesbian business, which you would do by supporting Sweet, but by supporting a lesbian business that gives back to us and to the community.
So Shannon's been doing this. Their first trip was in the fall of 2009.
Right.
It was the Sweet cruise. We've talked about it. We shot our second season of our show on that cruise.
Right. And we should mention once again that Shannon was gracious enough and kind enough and supportive of us to give us 25 rooms on that cruise.
Our whole cast and crew
went free. So that our cast and crew could go for free so that
we could make
shoot.
This movie happen.
I mean, she's seriously a hero in our community for how much she supports.
I adore her.
I do too.
She is just adorable and integrity. She's real. And we're talking about this so much because we actually do believe in it this much and we want to support these vacations. I mean, how many women can travel solo from a different country to a brand new country? And we watched every single one of those women make friends and have people to play with and be embraced every single day.
So if you're in a place where you feel cut off and you don't have a community, we really encourage you.
Go to discoversweet.com. There's trips happening all year long and in different
all
places,
over.
Different kinds of trips,
right?
Cruises, camping, Cozumel. I mean, there's different kinds of things. So whatever you like to do, it's there.
Yeah.
And if you have questions for Shannon, email her. She will, you know, talk to you about them.
Yeah, she'll respond.
Yeah.
She'll respond. But I'm telling you, you will have the time of your life and you will make new friends and you will feel.
Without a doubt. What's the Facebook page? The Sweeties group page? Or
there's Sweeties group.
There's some Facebook page because people go on these vacations and make such good friends with everybody that it required like an after page. So everybody could go share pictures and connect with each other.
Yeah.
And if you know anything about me and Jill together is that we love our community. We're about bringing everybody together. And Shannon has just created something that does this so well. We are so proud and honored to be a part of it. We're really hoping we get to do it again. And just go to discoversweet.com. I think she's having really great deals right now on certain bookings of certain trips. The sooner you book, you get really great deals on things. And just go check it out.
Yeah, and we really want to thank the people who helped put together the poker tournament, which was
Candy Parker,
and all the women that entered and then entered again the next day. Everybody. We just fell in love with everybody, and we were so grateful that we got to be a part of this. So we came home all warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. So here's my favorite moment, my favorite silly moment of the trip. I walk into the dance club area. There's barely nobody there anymore. It's late.
Anybody.
Barely nobody there. And I walk in and I clap eyes on Jackie Monahan, who is mid-fierce gymnastics dance move dancing in 6-inch heels. She's got 1 foot up behind her over her head. She's holding it with her hand.
Uh-huh.
And she's doing this move that, like, if I tried to do it barefoot on the grass, I'd probably fall and kill myself. And I just stood there and looked at her, and she just looked back at me smiling. She didn't skip a beat. She just kept going. I was like, what am I looking at right now?
Jackie did Beyonce's Run the World. I will never be able to listen to that song again without thinking of Jackie's like fist pumping dancing, and then her angry punk version of 9 to 5 at karaoke was pretty classic as well.
Yeah, it was.
So anyway, we could go on and on, but we won't, you know, the people who are...
We won't. We think you get it. And if you don't, go check out discoversuite.com. If you have questions at all, you can also ask me or Jill. You know, tweet us. Jill's name, Jill is Jill Bennett with two T's on... Two N's and two T's on Twitter.
No, actually, I'm Daily Jill, honey.
Oh, you're Daily Jill.
I'm glad you pay attention.
Jesus Christmas. I'm CATHYDEBUONO. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. You can ask us any questions you like about it. We'll help you. We'll send you in the right directions. And we'd love to see you on one of these trips.
Yeah, we would.
We'd love to see you support this company. You won't regret it.
You won't regret it. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about TLC, the network, which I prefer to call the Perspective Channel. But we'll be right back.
I have mixed feelings about their programming. I want to talk about it.
We will.
Okay.
And you can call in.
Don't call. Believe.
Affirmative Athletics, a Freedom Assembly Project, is a nonprofit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, Affirmative Athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to Blogspot.com and get your free quote today. That's Blagspot.com. Blogspot. We're up to interpretations.
So here comes Honey Boo Boo. What do we think? I'm dumbfounded. Jill's telling us we have a call. You want to take the call now?
Yeah, there's someone that's been trying to call in.
All right, let's grab it.
All right. You're live.
Hello?
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 Talk to us, sister. What's going on?
Oh, hey.
Hey.
I was commenting on your stats that you weren't going to take my call.
Well,
and
surprise.
I get halfway through it. And I'm sitting. It says, not mine, apparently.
What?
Yeah.
Are you speaking
it
English?
It was going to be apparently.
What is she talking about?
But, you know, it didn't work out that way. Hey!
What are you talking about?
Who is this calling?
Who is this? Are you trying to order a pizza? You got the wrong number.
No, I'm not trying to order a pizza. I was trying to talk to you.
Okay. Well, what you got?
All right, what I got is, all right, I've been Teen's girl for, like, Saturday will be 2 months.
You what?
And... I've been seeing this girl, and Saturday, I don't have anything about Honey Boo Boo.
Okay, all right, go on. Go for it, sister. We're listening. She's been seeing a girl for 2 months. We're going to take a sidebar, do some therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Are you done?
No, I'm done. I'm done.
Can I talk now?
Go for it.
All right, so I've been seeing this girl for like 2 months, right? So she lives in Columbia. I live in Rock Hill, South Carolina. I know you don't know where I am, but I live like an hour and a half away from her. And I've decided that we both decided that I'm going to live with her, or we're going to like live closer. So she's never told me where she lives, and I've never seen where she lives. And that concerns me because we've been together for 2 months and I don't know where she lives. She doesn't know where I live, but she's like willing to like rent me like in a one bedroom apartment in her city.
Okay, let me pause you right there. We're gonna keep it short, but I got an answer for you right away. Do not go anywhere and move in anywhere until you go suss this out. You have to go do this yourself. You can't let someone rent you an apartment in a part of town you've never seen. You cannot do that. That is far too disorienting, and you've given up all your control and you want to use your own wisdom. I don't know how long you've known this girl. I don't know if you've even seen her in person. I know lots of folks start relationships that are very real to them, very real emotionally online. I don't know if you've even met each other yet, but here's the thing. Find a town together. Go visit her. Go get to know her town and where she lives, or have her come visit you and get to know where you are, and feel out a place that's right for both of you. And don't give up your control and just blindly do anything. Even if you've known her for 10 years, I would give you the same advice.
Right. And it's only been 2 months. That's a really interesting call, because we have so many people that date people online and, you know, maintain long distance relationships over, you know.
They do. And I know they're thinking, well, it's so expensive, I should just fly there once and, you know, get it over with and stay. But you really can't do that to yourself. It's not a good corner to cut. You've got to go check it out and choose it for yourself.
Right. All right. Well, that's a good call.
Now back to the substance of Honey Boo Boo. Unless anyone has any other questions, we'll welcome those. You can bust in anytime.
Yeah.
But here's why I thought it would be actually useful to talk about Honey Boo Boo or Breaking Amish. I don't know if you guys have seen these shows. They're fairly new on TLC. There's also Abby and Brittany, the conjoined twins, which I think is all three of these shows I find fascinating.
Well, don't forget My Strange Addiction, Toddlers and Tiaras, which we talk about a lot, The Little Couple, Long Island Medium, Little People, Big World.
Right.
There's a lot of subsets of the population that are represented on this network.
Exactly. You summed it up perfectly. Lots of subsets of the American population that's on this show. And I sit there watching it, and I'm grateful that I'm getting to take in these cultures. I also have questions of how much are they being manipulated through a production company. How good is this for our humanity? Because clearly, like, a show like Honey Boo Boo is just, it's like spectacle. Like, we're watching them bob for pig's feet. They show them farting and burping. Like, we can see what it is about that particular culture that the producers found engaging in terms of bringing in viewers. However, there's a lot about what they're doing with that child that's completely unhealthy. They're swimming in a pond that has bacterial-eating flesh in it. Although her mom wouldn't let her do that. I was glad to see them draw the line.
Bacteria.
But another one of her kids is bobbing for raw pig's feet in a bowl of water. You can't tell me that's sanitary. That's like a good idea.
Well, no, it's not. But there's a part of this also, like, it's fun to watch this with Becca. You guys all know Becca, and that she was, you know, she's raised in Boston, and she's of a, you know, her certain cultural...
She had to leave the room to eat her ice cream sandwich.
Her cultural subset is not familiar with what we like to call the redneck culture. And this is what they themselves describe
it as. You better redneckinize.
You better redneckinize. Anyway, I grew up in Indiana, and... there's plenty of that where I grew up, and a lot of the things that they do are not quite as alien to me as they are to Becca, but it's interesting to watch her kind of take it in and see how different. And obviously, like, again, on the Sweet Trip, we started talking about the conjoined twins thing because we started talking about the show, and all these questions came up.
I mean, who doesn't have questions?
Yeah.
And every set of conjoined twins, the answers are going to be absolutely 100% completely different.
Right.
That is fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at Abby and Brittany... Really, they come across at first glance as one person with two heads. That's
yes.
Really what they look like on the outside.
I don't mean to laugh. I'm not mocking them.
I'm saying, hey, they put this on TV. Now
right.
People are going to have these questions.
Right.
And apparently they have two brains. One of them operates one side of the body. You know, they each have their own brain. One of them operates the other side of the body. They both have their own set of lungs. They both have their own heart.
Mm-hmm.
They both have their own stomach. And then... As far as we understand it, everything below the waist is a shared body part.
Which brings up a lot of questions.
But yeah, how do they masturbate? Who masturbates?
Honey.
While one's masturbating, does the other try to ignore it?
I don't know. Do they both feel it?
Do they both feel it? Do they just skip this activity?
Like, and what happens when they want to get married? I mean, do they each get married?
You're skipping way ahead.
No, I know.
First of all, what happens when one of them wants to go on a date? Let's start there.
Right.
I mean, can you drug one of them and put them to sleep? I don't think so.
Probably
because they
not.
Share a blood supply.
Yes.
I mean, I have tons of questions.
These are all questions we want answers to, but unfortunately...
Jenny McNulty wanted to know if they can ride in the carpool lane.
Yeah.
They only have to.
I don't want to laugh at this because this is like a real.
Even these two twins, the two episodes we saw, looks like they have a sense of humor about it as well. They know what's going on. You know,
I know, but they're also very, as we find out, they're like really Christian. Like, so a lot of the answers that we want, the questions that we have that we need answers to, I'm sorry, aren't probably going to be answered on this show.
Well, and they also haven't encountered certain things yet. Like, they've gone through high school, they've gone through college. And they are where they pick up the show is they've graduated college now, and they're taking, I think, 2 months to travel with some friends of theirs before they come home and get jobs and settle down into their lives.
Right.
So we're seeing them at a time in their lives where they're trying new things. And so I think some of these questions may get answered. And their friends are going to start getting married and having babies, and we're going to see them encounter things that they haven't had to really face
right
before
because they were kids. Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's interesting because we are, and then like the Breaking Amish thing, again, we're being exposed.
Fascinating.
We're being exposed to subset cultures that we've, I mean, I actually grew up around an Amish community because my parents had an antique business and we did business.
Oh, sure. That makes sense.
With the Amish. Okay. We did a lot of things.
I know very little about it, you know,
right.
And if you watch this show, what they're doing is they've offered different Amish kids and one Mennonite kid the opportunity to go to New York, and they can return to their culture afterwards if they want to. But each of them,
maybe.
What we watched was each of them telling the people in their families that they wanted to do this, and then their families just being like, okay, see ya, like, don't come back.
Yeah, it's called being shunned, and it's where you're literally, like, thrown out of the family. But what's interesting is we had discussed that they're actually, within the Amish culture, there is a period of time that they allow you to go off and sort of sow your oats to see.
That's not what it looked like through
this
show. Yes,
this didn't look like the same thing because the family was saying you'll be shunned if you
like
go do this.
Every one of them faced the same sort of, you know, warning
from their family.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think it's also relatable to the gay community because we see these people who are being thrown out of the only family that they know, and then they try to go find other Amish kids who've been shunned. So they're traveling to Florida and all these different places. And then you realize these poor kids are going to be thrown into a culture that is so alien to them. And they are, you know, the one thing about the Amish culture I can say, and having met some Amish people, I'm not going to say I've hung out with them because they don't hang out with, I forget what they refer to.
Honey, if they hung out with you, they'd be shunned.
Yes. But they are very honest. They're very honest people, and there's not, you know, there's no drinking, there's no drug use, there's very little violence in their community.
I mean, they don't watch TV, fascinating to me to get to see the cameras inside their community and to have an opportunity to see their family just in regular engage in regular conversation, because it's so much slower, it's so different. It reminds me of like when I was a kid in like the 70s, you know? I mean, we had TV, but we didn't have the internet, and we didn't, you know, if you wanted to call someone, you had to call them at home on their landline, they had to be at home. You know, it seems like I could relate only by going back to my childhood of when things were just slowed down more.
Things were much simpler.
And
and they don't go beyond eighth grade in their education because they don't need to.
Right.
They don't need to.
They see it as unnecessary.
Right. And it is in their community unnecessary. It really is. I mean, they work in construction and work on farms, and it isn't necessary to be educated. But
I wonder if there's an Amish or Mennonite person out there listening, like, secretly and... If you are, call us, 818-602-4929.
Yeah, because, you know, Mennonite and Amish have phones sitting around where they
are.
I personally feel like this network rides that really interesting line of, you know, exploitation, but also
bringing
us a culture, showing us a culture that is different from ours, that sort of makes it less alien and puts us all on the same human level.
That's what the line they're riding really well is exploitation versus we just get to sort of get to know some people from these cultures that we wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to get to know.
Right. And same with all the little people. They have two little people shows, which I think is really important because you don't, if you've never been around it, you have questions, and this network is really good about, I think, answering those questions and showing you that they're just like everybody else, just like with the whole gay thing. They're like everybody else, but they just live slightly, you know, different lives than we do for physical reasons.
Right, right. So we want to hear what you think about these things. We want to hear what your thoughts are. We're going to take a break. 818-602-4929.
.com. Believe.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Affirmative Athletics, a Freedom Assembly Project, is a nonprofit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, Affirmative Athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
You better redneckize. Did I throw you off? Did you all of a sudden think you were listening to the Honey Boo Boo Show?
No, I have to be honest. I tried to download some of her ringtones.
Okay.
And I couldn't.
Thank goodness.
But I tried.
That was divinely guided.
I know. I want to be like, rang, you guys, rang.
Rang, rang. We want to hear what you think about these shows on TLC. Are they good for humanity? Are they beneficial for humanity? Or are they harmful to humanity? For instance, Becca Cates can't eat and watch Honey Boo Boo at the same time.
It's funny.
It was funny to watch her run out of the room with her melting ice cream sandwich.
Yes, I know. She was afraid she was going to let go of her food.
818-602 4929. Call in now. We only have a few minutes left. Don't be shy. We want to hear what you have to say. Also, right after our show ends at 3:00 Pacific time, we are going to just scoot on over to the studio right next door to us, and we're going to be guests on the Mother Love Show.
Mother Love is on at the same time we are, and we always see her when we first come into the studio.
Uh huh.
She's a funny lady.
She's a funny lady.
Kathy's been a fan of hers for many, many years.
Yeah. I was sitting in my car once listening to regular, you know, FM radio. Mother Love had a radio show on many, somewhere 10, 15 years ago. And I was sitting in my car, and I remember her making me laugh out loud. And I just remembered the name Mother Love because she made me laugh. And then we came here to do our show at LA Talk Radio, and I saw her on the wall, and I was like, oh! Mother Love has a show on LA Talk Radio. I love me some Mother Love. And we were in the elevator on the way up one day, and this woman in the elevator is making me laugh. And I'm like, are you Mother Love? And she's like, well, yes, I am. And I just had to hug her and say, I love you.
That's what she inspires in everybody.
Yeah, she's a funny, funny woman.
She's been inviting us to be on the show now for months, and we always say, yes, and then we never nail down a date.
Right. So today at 3:00, we'll only be in there for about 20 minutes or so. So when we end here on Channel 2 on LA Talk Radio, skip on over to the Mother Love Show already in progress because we will be with her from like 3 to 3:20.
Yeah, we have no idea what we're going to talk about, though.
She's on Channel 1.
Yeah.
No idea.
No idea. So this could be fun.
None whatsoever.
Or it could be scary.
I don't know if Mother Love knows we're a lesbian couple.
Oh, my gosh.
She must.
She has to know.
I know, but think of the ways we can catch her off guard.
Yeah. Well, this happens to us sometimes where people don't know. Like, we get, and this happens to a lot of lesbian couples. Are you guys sisters?
Yeah, because we
like,
look alike.
I'm like, look at us. Like, Kathy's got her tongue in my ear. Do we look like sisters
Ew.
To you? What? Oh, come on. Now you're the prude? That's hysterical.
Well, why am I always the one being lascivious in public? Sometimes it's you.
No, rarely is it me.
That's true.
I save that for private time or on screen.
Yes. Or on screen. 818-602-4929. So, hey, should we prank Mother Love? She's in the studio right next door. Should we call her?
Do we have her?
Let me see if I can get
the... Do we have
her
phone number?
Yeah, here it is. Ready? Can you dial? I got the number.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Now, don't everybody call her at the same time. Mother Love's number is 323
203
0815. What should we do? What should we say?
This is your idea, honey. Have at it.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
You're going to put me on the spot.
I am.
All right, let's see if she answers the phone. I hear them next door.
Yeah, I know. They you kind of already warned her, though.
Well, I didn't want her to be like, there's crazy people calling the show. I don't know what to do.
They're not picking up.
How dare they? They are loud and I need to complain.
Well, as soon as we got in, okay, they're not picking up.
All right.
As soon as we got into the studio today, she's like, what do you think about this whole thing in the Middle East right now? And of course, as soon as this happened yesterday, I of course wanted to talk about it on the radio today, but.
And I'm like, what do you think of Honey Boo Boo?
Yeah. The difference between me and Kathy. But, you know, if you've been watching the news right now, you know that this whole thing blew up in the Middle East and there was an ambassador, a United States ambassador was killed over a feature-length movie is about to be released or released that portrays Mohammed, who is the spiritual leader of Islam, in a negative light. And that does not go over well with people, certain people in the Middle East. So they responded by rioting and killing a U.S. ambassador. And now there are, you know, there's a possibility that there's going to be a huge, you know, there is a huge uproar in the Muslim world over
in
the Middle
East. Aren't they tired yet?
I don't know. And here's the part that got me all up in arms is the man who created the film originally claimed to be an Israeli Jew and said that Jews funded this movie.
And he's not.
He's not.
Well, now Mother Love was saying when we came in that he's now in hiding. No one knows who he really is.
Well, of course, because guess who's going to kill him?
What was his point?
You're on with Mother Love, Deborah, Allison, and Audrey.
Well, hello.
Mother Love, we were just wondering if you could keep it down next door because we're trying to do a show over here.
You don't make me come over there and smack the taste out of your mouth. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. I told y'all about calling my show. I got a live show. That's the chicks next door. I'm going to cut them. And one of them is a psychologist. Can you believe that? Come over there, Kathy. I'm going to come over there and cut you with a butter knife in front of you. I'm trying to have a show and be a good role model, and now they're going to see how violent I am. Get off my roof.
Okay. Well,
I think they're just envious because we're having so much fun.
Listen, you. I don't know who you are, but we'll deal with you later.
Yeah, we'll see you in a minute.
We'll see you in a few minutes.
Good Lord. What have we done?
She's going to cut me with a butter knife. All right, so that's where we're going in a few minutes. If we don't show up, then maybe you should call
Well, so
help.
That's the woman that we were discussing the incident over in the Middle Eastern community with. This should be a very interesting show. Oh, my God. I want to finish my point really fast.
Please
because,
do.
Of course, turn off your sound, honey.
What happened?
You've got your sound on your computer.
All right.
Anyway, this man was claiming to be Jewish, and he was doing it because he knew that this would just, you know, stoke the flames higher than they would have been otherwise. And I just want to point out that they found out on NPR that he is not, in fact, Jewish. He's a Coptic Christian. So I just wanted to say that. I wanted to defend my people because they're having enough problems over in Israel right now trying to figure out the situation, and we don't need it to get any worse.
How did you find out who he was?
NPR did. I didn't. It was NPR.
Oh.
So anyway, I just wanted to go, if you haven't heard about this, just go get your information straight because there's enough misinformation flying around. So anyway, Okay.
Well, we only got 1 minute left. I want everybody to go check out discoversuite.com today if you haven't already. Please, just do it. And when we leave here, like we said, go on over to Channel 1 here on LA Talk Radio because we're going to go spend some time with Mother Love. If you don't hear us on air, send somebody over to the LA Talk Radio studios right away. We're in Sherman Oaks, California. If Mother Love has a butter knife when we get over there, I am in big trouble. I'm in large, large trouble.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
We'll see you next week. Love you.
They made it through another one.
Double or nothing next week, shoot.
You're on.
You're listening to Kathy is In with Kathy DeBono.
You're listening to Kathy is In with psychotherapist Kathy DeBono.
For more information or to book a private session with Kathy, go to KathyIsIn.com. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in.
crushed in the weight of you, the smell and the taste of you. You play on my skin till I let you in, then you're gone, 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 ridiculous.
Psychotherapist Kathy DeBono. For more information or to book a private session with Kathy, go to kathyisin.com. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.